This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has warned that it's on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, forcing it to sharply cut back relief operations across the Gaza Strip. The territory has been blockaded and hit by devastating Israeli airstrikes since Hamas militants launched an attack on Israel more than 2 weeks ago. Hospitals in Gaza are struggling to treat masses of wounded with dwindling resources. Health officials in the Hamas-ruled territory say the airstrikes killed more than 750 people between Tuesday and Wednesday. Deaths are adding up by the thousands, and tragic images from both sides of the Gaza conflict are circulating on Palestinian and Israeli social media, fueling mutual hatred that is becoming more ingrained as the conflict deepens. Marcus Harton reports.
The violence has been nonstop as Israeli warplanes bomb Gaza while Hamas continues to fire rockets into Israel. West Bank protests broke out after last Friday's prayers, and confrontations between Israeli forces and Palestinians left several dead. For the first time in almost 20 years, Israeli jets attacked a West Bank town. On the border with Lebanon, violence is also escalating, raising concerns on both sides that a new war between Israel and Hezbollah might be about to begin. Marcus Harden, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday the Israel-Gaza crisis should have a path to peace, including independent states for the Israelis and Palestinians and integrating Israel among its Arab neighbors.
And when this crisis is over, there has to be a vision of what comes next. And in our view, it has to be a two-state solution.
This